Hey everyone, it's Cindy from Kingsnake. We're checking in with Brian Potter, who managed to mobilize the troops of about, what, 15 people down to Springfield overnight?
Yeah, just under 15, yeah. Yeah, just under 15.
And what exactly happened for you guys?
We got down there last night, group of us. Got up this morning and headed over to the state capitol there. And went in the room. It was an agriculture committee is who we were put under. And so went in, sat down, everybody filled out a little bit of paperwork. There's some other groups there. There's several bills that are going to be heard that day. And then when the committee comes in and sits down, finally, they start to do the process. They read off the bills that will be heard that day and the bills that will not be heard that day. Our bill will not be heard today. It's called being held. Senator Staines is holding it. So there's three things that could mean. That could mean, one, it's being thrown out completely, which we don't think that's the case. Two, she could have not had the members present at the meeting to get a good vote for her to move it forward, let's say. Or three, it's being worked on. And that's what, after talking to her aide, going to her office and several other senators' offices, it's being worked on. So one thing we did hear, which was really good, is that everybody out there, they know about you. They know about all of us. They're getting inundated with emails, phone calls. And we walked in and we're standing over a desk where this little guy's sitting down there, her aide, and there's like, 15 people standing over him. And I said, well, we're here for SB 3264. And he's like, wow. He goes, you guys, we know all about that one. And he kind of laughed, and we kept hearing that over and over. So it's working. What people are doing is definitely working.
We're definitely being the ninjas, as I said last night. So everyone's
going. Yeah, they know about us. I mean, the key thing is that what we're doing is working. The grassroots thing is definitely the way to go. So just keep it up. Tell everybody, keep emailing, keep making the phone calls, be polite, be courteous. All the people were super nice. Nobody there was like treating us like, they didn't want us there. They were all willing to listen. Most of them don't have a clue about any of this stuff. I told them, I go, this is similar to what's going on with this bill. It's like taking a pit bull thing, an incident, and then all of a sudden there's a new bill that comes out that you can't have pit bulls, comma, chihuahuas, comma, dachshunds, comma, poodles. I go, and the people that don't know street dogs are going, wait a second, this is crazy. And he got that. He understood what I meant by that. And they know that. And they know there's a problem with this bill. And it's being reworked. So if everybody just stays courteous and polite, keeps emailing, puts facts in there like, hey, there's never been somebody killed in Illinois by a reptile. There's nobody ever been killed by a reptile in the entire country that wasn't the owner of the reptile, as far as we know. Somebody could fact check me on that, but as far as I know, several people, no one's been killed by a reptile that wasn't the direct owner of the animal.
Or living in the home.
Or living in the home. It's not, and even in that case, we've had a couple, I think one child last year, the Florida incident, where you'd have to check with some people, but I believe that there were some charges brought on the parents on that.
There were charges, but also
more
the parents.
It.
The parents weren't responsible owners with the proper caging, but it doesn't
Correct.
Affect the general public is one thing to point out.
Yeah, that's what we were telling them, is basically you don't have to worry about walking down the street because one of your neighbors has a Burmese python or whatever it is. You're not. It's a moot point. You're no danger. Proven by how many years we've been around that it's never happened. It's crazy.
Our animals don't run at large. Our animals are contained within our homes. Things like that
yep.
are good talking points. And you're exactly
yeah.
right. For those people who haven't heard me say it over the years, one good thing to look at is how the pit bull community has operated over the years and
sure.
how we've been able to fight these bands and stop them just with the grassroots and showing up. If you're in a locality like Brian mobilized the troops yesterday, how long was your drive?
I think it's about 3.5-hour drive.
So Brian made a 3.5-hour drive down with a huge group of people.
Yeah, if you can get 10 to 15 people in these offices, it really shows something. We were the only ones there for that bill. Had it been heard today, there would have been nobody there for the bill. There would have been only 15 people in opposition of the bill. So we would have made a big statement right there. The 15-0, the 15 people actually care about it not happening. Nobody apparently cares that it does happen.
Exactly. And, the grassroots is going to be a big deal. And always, I don't care how upset you are, and Brian will echo me on this, be polite. Because
yeah, the key thing was, yeah, absolutely. If you went down there being just a jerk, you were going to get nowhere with these people. But I'll be honest, everyone was super courteous to us. no, I mean, everybody, every office we went in was super nice, told us information. We asked questions because we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know who to see or if we could talk to aides and pass information along. And absolutely, what you do is you walk into these offices and there will be an aide sitting there, which is usually someone a little bit younger, and you just basically start talking to them, and they just talk to you just like a normal person. It's just a normal conversation. It's very much like if you were at a reptile show and somebody walked by that wasn't into reptiles, how that conversation works.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of instructing them and teaching them all about it. That's how it was, and they were interested. It was really productive, and I was pleasantly surprised at how well we were received. That was something I wasn't sure how it would be.
Well, that's good to hear. So we'll wait and hear what happened in Washington, and then Madison, Wisconsin is later on tonight.
Yeah, we're going to find out within by Thursday, it looks like, if this thing will come back up for next week. And if it comes up next week again, we'll be back down here next week.
Cool. Keep me in the loop, and we'll keep everyone else out there. We'll try to rally more Illinois folks. I know there's people down there that can join in.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot, Cindy.
Take it easy. Drive safe, Brian.
All right, guys.
Bye.